Inside on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts with offices in Iowa and Nebraska. It's realestateconcepts.net. And Iowa Computer Repair. You want your computer to work? That's what they do. IowaComputerRepair.com.
It is the Thursday edition of the Business News Hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with us this afternoon as we talk with Raylee Melton, ladies and gentlemen. And she is from an agency in the East Village. And we're going to talk about that and more and HubSpot and an opportunity for you to learn what that is and how it all works. And we're going to welcome her back. She is a returning guest to the Business News Hour. Nice to have you here. How you been?
Great. Thanks for having me back.
Good to see you again. So what's been going on in your life?
Well,
marketing people that you are.
You know, it's funny with marketing. It's always changing. So there's always something new that you need to be aware of. And one of the things that I've really been learning more and more about is HubSpot, and that's a marketing automation software that we've been using, and it just can do so much for you and for your business.
Yeah, we're going to dig into that a little bit. You know why we are in marketing, don't you?
Why is that?
Because it does change all the time. We have severe cases of ADD.
It makes it fun, right?
Yeah, right. Whoa, what's going on now? Oh, look, a squirrel. So this is, you're going to be having a seminar. You're going to have a lunch and an opportunity for people to come and learn about HubSpot, but let's preview that. What is Hub? I should know more about this than what I do, but I'm going to let you take the lead on this.
Sure. Well, HubSpot is a software that it allows you to do everything you need to for your marketing and your sales automation. So whether you are going to put together an email campaign, if you're going to be scheduling social media, if you're producing a blog, all of that is in one platform called HubSpot. It's the software. And even with throughout your sales process, so let's say that you have a new prospect and you know that they could be interested in doing business with you, but you're not really sure. So you can set up a sales sequence where it'll automate sending emails to them directly from you. So it's a little bit different than what a traditional email campaign would be.
Okay. So what you're saying is that, just on that aspect alone. So I have a potential client or customer out there, and I want to engage that person to utilize my goods or my services.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so through HubSpot, I can send a series of emails directly to that perspective.
Right.
Okay. And I can then time those out accordingly to how I want them to be received?
Yes, you can time them out. You can also see when that person opens the email. So let's say that they didn't open it. Well, there may not be all that interested.
So then you can send them another one. So why the heck didn't you open my email?
Exactly. Or you can send them an email and say, hey, I saw you open my email.
Right.
Why didn't you say anything in return?
Uh-huh. So would these be used for like blind introductions of a?
They can be.
They can be.
You know, with HubSpot, really the overall messaging with it is called inbound marketing, which I'm sure you're familiar with that. So that's the basis of it. It's not really something that you're wanting to use just for cold emailing.
Sure.
You want to really work people through a marketing and sales funnel. And through that sales and marketing funnel, it becomes a process.
So this is very much unlike email blasts that just go boom out to 5,000 people and you hope somebody buys whatever it is you're selling.
Right.
This is much more targeted.
Right. So this is a style of marketing where you're really attracting people to your website. And then once they're on your website, you want them to take action of some sort. So maybe they download an ebook or sign up for a webinar. And then from there, once you have their email address, you can decide what you should do with them next.
All right. So this is the inbound marketing approach to HubSpot. Are there other things in HubSpot that business can learn and use?
Sure. It seems like HubSpot can do about anything that you could even imagine. It's not just the email marketing. For instance, within their social media tool, you can program your social media, which is common on several other platforms. But it also has a social media monitoring tool where you can set up different criteria where maybe you're looking for a specific word or phrase when people are on Twitter, and you can have their software look for that for you and send you an alert when those words come up.
So, for example, good point. So, if I am selling cars, all right, and I use HubSpot, I can go out there and set targeted keywords that indicate to me on what social media platform individuals are talking about new cars.
So it would be specific with Twitter that it would allow you to see that, but it would allow you to see if someone is tweeting about, you know, they need a new car or specific car, then it would allow you to pick up on that, and then you could tweet back to that person and give them
some... Hey, by the way, we have that car.
Right.
Interesting. So this would be not only for goods, but also services, I would imagine, as well.
Yes. Yep. Almost any industry could benefit from using the platform. And it's kind of interesting to see how different industries use it even.
Raylee Melton, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. We're talking about an upcoming event that is happening at her place of business. All right. So we've talked about inbound marketing. We've talked about how to utilize HubSpot to read specific Twitter pieces of information. Mm-hmm. What else?
So the blogging platform that they have, the blog tool, if you will, it's amazing. It'll help you optimize your blog, which is, you know, there's other platforms that'll help you do that, right? But it really puts it all together for you. One of the things that they are just now working towards is instead of just focusing in on keywords, they're focusing in on topic clusters. Uh-huh. And HubSpot has a tool that will allow you to do that, and it connects to your blog.
So when you talk about topic clusters, so is this scrubbing the web for topics of interest that people are kind of, you know,
they're searching for?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you obviously want to pair it up to your business and what your customers are searching online, and then this tool will help you figure out what to blog about. It actually will even give you titles and ideas.
Because it's almost like searching for trending topics on Twitter or other things that are out there. And then you can go back and then – yeah, I totally get it.
Like the next level of the SEO and keywords and that kind of thing.
Sure. Sure. So Tyler, our producer, who is also a disc jockey, correct? Yes. So he has a service. And so let's use Tyler as our example today.
Okay.
All right. So Tyler, you've got to start. What's your service called?
I'm just a sole proprietor.
Yeah, but what you're called?
DJ T-Hack.
DJ T-Hack. All right. So here's DJ T-Hack. He has he's on Instagram and he's on Snapchat and he does all of these things that are out there. Mm-hmm. How can we help him use HubSpot to get more gigs?
Sure. So what you're going to want to do is put your website onto HubSpot and start gathering some of that analytics. So right now, do you know how many people are coming to your website?
My Instagram.
Okay.
I guess I can view my insights, yeah.
Okay. So you have some idea. But what you really want to do is you want to get to the point where you know how many people are coming to your site and then what they're doing while they're on your site. So HubSpot is a tool that can put that all together for you.
So HubSpot reads that information as well, similar to Google Analytics, but in a proprietary platform.
Exactly.
Got it.
Yep. All in one spot. And that's the beauty of it.
Hence the word HubSpot. Catch that, man.
All around your website, right? One central hub.
Yeah.
But you could certainly use HubSpot to be blogging and to program and program your social media. So that way you're not always having to, you know, post it live. You can do, you know, ahead of time. So that way when you're busy doing other things, your social media is still working for you. And then you're going to want to come up with some different campaigns to get people to visit your site. Once they're on your site, you're going to want to convert them. And it could be that you ask them to fill out a form or they send you some information, whatever it is that you want them to do to take action. And then that's when you get to convert them from a lead, hopefully into a customer.
There you go. So you could so I would suspect that, Tyler, you play a lot of clubs, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you would be targeting club owners. Yeah, maybe.
Yes.
Okay. So if club owners or clubbies are out there tweeting about their favorite club, give me one, Tyler.
Lime Lounge.
Lime Lounge. Oh, yeah.
That's a good one. Yep.
Lime Lounge. Yep. We all love the Lime Lounge. So if somebody is out there tweeting about the Lime Lounge, not only the people that own it, but also customers and guests, then you can maybe even start a campaign where those regulars at the Lime Lounge say, you know what? We need to get DJ T-Hack here on a more regular basis.
Perfect.
See?
Yeah, that would. That's...
I like it.
You like it?
Yeah.
All right, man. You got to go to lunch over here and find out more about this. So let's talk about that public event. What's going on?
So what it's called is the Des Moines Hug Meeting.
And I beg your pardon?
The Des Moines Hug Meeting.
Nice.
Okay, so Hug is HubSpot User Group.
Oh.
You don't have to hug anyone while
Darn
you're there.
It. I thought it was. Shoot. All right, go ahead. Yeah, all right.
So it's the Des Moines Hug Meeting, and we will be at Ricochet in the East Village.
What is Ricochet?
So it's a kind of a little bit of a party hall. So they have pool and they have foosball and like different games that you can play there. They're right above Woolies. I don't know if you're ever familiar with. Have you ever been there?
No. Have you been there? No.
Okay. No. Well, anyways, it's a great venue. We'll be there from
Ricochet Virgins. We've never.
Well, you should come to the event so that way you can check it out.
There you go.
So
it's going to be at Ricochet.
It's going to be at Ricochet on June 7th.
Oh, it's coming up.
Yes, at 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. We will have a free catered lunch, and the topic this time will be on how to create content offers from the beginning to the end, and then also how to repurpose the content that you've already created.
Sure. So if you've got blogs laying out there and you've already got a vast amount of content, or maybe not so vast, you can utilize HubSpot to better share that.
Right. And even if you're not a HubSpot user, you're still more than welcome to come.
Because maybe you will be.
Maybe you will be. And it's really just growing the community of digital marketers who are, you know, trying to learn more about how to market their businesses. So everyone's welcome.
Interesting stuff. All right. So what does your company have to do? You're a HubSpot reseller, or how does this work?
So Spark Reaction, we are a HubSpot Platinum partner in the East Village here in Des Moines. So the business started about 4 years ago, and we only use HubSpot to serve our customers. Mm-hmm. So we're definitely the experts. Everything we do is around HubSpot. And what one of the things that HubSpot does for us is they allow us to put on these events. It's not just to Des Moines. Actually, Hug is nationwide. It's actually even worldwide.
Of course it is. I've seen people do that.
Yeah.
All over the world, yeah. All right. So if that – okay. So how do I do this? I can then, as a business, if I'm interested in doing it, I can hire you guys to do my digital marketing?
Correct.
Ah, which is good. Or what do I do? Do I buy HubSpot? How does that happen?
Yeah, so it's another way that you could go if you feel like you have a team or maybe you're able to do digital marketing yourself. I would just recommend going to HubSpot.com, checking out their website, and looking at all their resources. You can buy it through Spark Reaction as well, and we can help you with the setup. But yeah, you just go straight to their site and you can learn more about it.
Interesting stuff. I have heard of HubSpot. I've never used it, but it all sounds like it is an integrated system that could be very helpful to some marketers.
Yes, it's a truly amazing system, and we have found so much success, not only for ourselves, but also for our clients.
Very nice. All right. It is coming up on June 7th. It's over the noon hour, so you get to have lunch and head out to Spark Reaction with Raylee Melton and her crew there. Good stuff.
Awesome.
Thank you for tickling us and saying, hey, let's hug, you know, and do this kind of stuff. It is called a HubSpot Users Group. That's Hug. And this is all going on in June.
Yes.
Nice stuff. Thank you.
Yes. Appreciate thanks for
it.
Having me.
All right. Good stuff from Raylee Melton. We've got a kick on out of here because it is, well, it's nigh on to 6 o'clock. And as you know, I'm on vacay right now. But through the magic of radio, I get to come to you with this pre-recorded, we will admit, interview with Raylee Melton. All right, for all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, Tyler Hackenmiller is our producer. The voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour is Jimmy Olson. The liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. The program director for the radio station is Patrick Wood. And the music that you're listening to right this moment was arranged, composed, and conducted exclusively for the Business News Hour by our friend James Goodlett. For all those folks and our guests today, we heard from Mr. Twersky earlier on during the broadcast, talking about this new cap for medicines and opioid use and the facts that are going on with regard to business and how that impacts, how opioid use is impacting individuals all over the world. Good stuff. All right, we'll be back tomorrow, 5 o'clock, with more of Insight on Business, the News Hour. Till then, be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.